Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Resistance and the Pride Against Aversion. That is the name that I have given today's show. I have organized two separate hour-long collections of works for our musical observations today, maybe a tad skewed a few minutes in favor of the second. However, it can be postulated that these two distinct collections share the same progressive musical qualities that can be said to be inhabited by any one person who self-defines themselves in any way different or unconventional. The daring to reach and excel beyond normality and combat conformity wherever and whenever such obstacles occur. SMK's first hour is more conceptual in this sentiment, but the second hour will be more defined when we reach that point. But I can provide a hint before we continue our spectral gaze. What celebration of individuality occurs during the month of June? We started the first distinctive collection with the instrumental piece Amaranthian by the collaborative ambient post-rock guitar duo of Dan Kane from England and Karnagowitzki Esteban under his moniker Music for Monsieur from Hungary. The word Amaranthian is an adjective described as resembling the amaranth flower, as eternally beautiful and unfolding, and as deep purple red, two of my favorite colors. This piece appears on their album Timelessness, originally released last year, but has received a CD release through Fluttery Records earlier this month. The incoming triple song observation set will be commenced by Aim Low, a Montreal experimental drone shoegazer rock band. Effect pedals plus volume knobs equals Aim Low, music for paranoid insomniacs. These are the descriptions that the band has provided us with to describe their music. Off Aim Low's new album, Scratched Out, we will hear their piece, Tactic Approval.
Thank you. decirte la verdad, cuando fui a verte al mediodía, hablé con toda la serenidad. Lo vi en tu cara, creí que te moría, ya no había posibilidad. Estabas tan atónito y aturdido. Esto era el final, esto era el final, esto era el final de nosotros dos. Esto era el final de lo que alguna vez nos pareció eterno, pero entendí. Salí corriendo, me cansé y me escondí. Yo no quería que todo se terminara así. Todavía no, todavía algunos días irá.
Being an improvisational avant-rock band from Vancouver, French Four Sleigh Dogs rode up right behind Aim Low with their own experimentational instrumental noise, with Resistance, from their newly released self-titled debut album. On their heels, we finished with Argentinian singer-songwriter Joanna Molina with Estalacticus from her new album Halo, which provides us with a new musical sensation, Folktronica, the amusing marriage of folk music with electronica. I may have stated this last show, but I recently listened through On Her Journey to the Sun, the new album released by Rickard Sjöblom's Gungfly from Sweden, and I am ecstatic and thrilled with all of its compositions. An excellent album through and through, which means that you can expect to hear more music from On Her Journey to the Sun. Deeper exploration into Rickard Sjöblom's Gungfly's new album continues with their song, My Hero. And don't worry, those are celebratory fireworks in the background.
Thank you.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. We'll be right back. That was Torontonian post-rock band Do Make Say Think. When I first featured them on SMK in early May, playing off their previous album, Other Truths, from back in 2009, I did not realize that in just a few weeks they would release a brand new album since then, called Stubborn Persistent Illusions. From this new album, we observed And Boundless, which is a companion piece preceded by Bound. In our next triple song observation set, we bring forth Glass Kites, the Vancouver progressive rock quintet, once again. We will hear Soothsayer, a short yet rhythmically energized and sentimental song from their 2012 self-titled debut album. The purveyors of free will grace us good centuries with their experimental, eclectic electronica, swept from their brand new album, Blood Like Ink Unbidden. This Victoria, BC electronic project provided us with the rocking Knock on Wood. The former track was called Anaximenes the Hungry by the Ottawa electronic duo project Ion That Eats Its Face. It appeared on the 2009 album Everything Is Air, in which Ion That Eats Its Face split the album with another Ottawa electronic project called PH. At this point in today's show, as we near the turnover of the hours, we will enter the second collection set with a song by Genesis before our promo break. In 1974, I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe, which appeared on the 1973 Genesis album Selling England by the Pound, became their first charting single on the UK singles chart, peaking at 21. While the lyrics directly allude to a young man who is perfectly content with lawn mowing, the song can, in my opinion, be extrapolated to be viewed as an anthemic proclamation of personal life choices and desires that one makes both with and without external influences. All of this can be taken from the chorus. I know what I like, and I like what I know. Getting better in your wardrobe, stepping one beyond your show.
time for lunch. Om-de-dum-de-dum. When the sun beats down and I lie on the bench, I can always hear them talk.
There's always been Ethel. She could wake up, we got a tidier room now. And then Mr. Lewis, wasn't it time that he was out on his own? Over the garden wall, two little lovers, cuckoo to you. Keep them mowing blades sharp.
I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.